Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Success and Luck, Good Fortune and the Myth of Meritocracy. This is the author, Robert H. Frank. Luck is not something you can mention in the presence of self-made men. E.B. White. Fifth Philosopher's Song. A million million spermatozoa, all of them alive. Out of their cataclysm, but one poor Noah dare hope to survive. And among that billion minus one might have chanced to be Shakespeare, another Newton, a new Donne. But the one was me. Shame to have ousted your betters thus, taking ark while the others remained outside. Better for all of us, froward homunculus, if you'd quietly died. Aldous Huxley, 1920. Preface. How important is luck? Few questions more reliably divide conservatives from liberals. As conservatives correctly observe, people who amass great fortunes are almost always extremely talented and hardworking. But as liberals also rightly note, countless others have those same qualities yet never earn much. In recent years, social scientists have discovered that chance events play a much larger role in important life outcomes than most people once imagined. In Success and Luck, I explore the intriguing and sometimes unexpected implications of those findings for how best to think about the role of luck in life. My original working subtitle for the book was A Personal Perspective. I chose it out of concern that some readers might object if not given sufficient notice that my story includes numerous accounts of my own experiences with chance events. But my editors at Princeton persuaded me that A Personal Perspective could lead many to mistake the book for an autobiography, which Success and Luck is not. Their worry, unstated but no doubt valid, was that autobiographies of non-celebrities attract few readers. Because I've long argued that the market systems of most developed economies are now far more meritocratic than at any time in history, I was reluctant at first to embrace Princeton's proposed alternative, good fortune and the myth of meritocracy. My concerns were confirmed by the reaction of a longtime colleague when I showed him a mock-up of the book's cover. "Why shouldn't companies hire the most qualified applicants?" he asked. I assured him that I was as vehemently opposed to cronyism as he was. As a practical
Sample complete. Ready to continue?